path less traveled. For some experienced Chinese travelers who have visited many destinations home and abroad, their focus has shifted toward exploring the domestic road less traveled and sharing their stories online. Tuo Tuo and Su Su, who only reveal their online names, are known for their first-person perspective vlogs about less visited destinations in China. The couple's short videos attract over 1.66 million followers on Sina Weibo, many of whom are youngsters with an urge to travel. The couple has traveled to quaint villages where tourists rarely venture. For example, they visited Laojai Village in Lingshan County, Guilin, Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region. The ancient Yao ethnic group village only has about 200 residents in 48 households. During their travels, Tuo Tuo and Su Su dine and rub shoulders with the locals and enjoy rural life. These travels allow us to meet many interesting Chinese people and experience their unique lifestyles, said 33-year-old Tuo Tuo. However, the couple's travels aren't always without challenges. For example, when they visited a cattle farming clan in Yangdong Village, Liping County, Chandong Nan Miao and Dong Autonomous Prefecture in Guizhou, they had to drive on a winding road and a bumpy mud path. But the picturesque view of terraced fields proved to be worthwhile. It's like a land of peach blossom in modern society. Their material life may not be as good as those in big cities, but they lead a life of ease and comfort, Tuo Tuo said. Like Tuo Tuo and Su Su, Ren Zhongli and Yuan Meng have been posting their travel stories with their five-year-old son on tourism platforms such as Ma Fang Wo. I want to explore less visited places and share our travel experience so that others can know which destinations are suitable for them and how to better enjoy themselves on a trip, said Ren, 32. On weekends, they drive to Chengdu and explore the surrounding areas. They might camp near Yanu Lake in Ya'an City and visit villages for cultural experiences, such as pottery and cloth dyeing. Rather than common scenic areas, frequent outbound visitors prefer in-depth travel and are interested in the local lifestyles and local people. For them, tourism has become a kind of lifestyle, and lifestyle has also become an essential part of tourism, said Liu Simin, Vice President of Tourism at the Beijing-based Chinese Society for Future Studies.